Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For many couples, the discovery of fertility issues can place a well-mapped-out future on hold. Brennan Peterson, associate professor and director of the Marriage and Family Therapy Program at Chapman University, shares research indicating how successful couples have approached the emotional stress that accompanies infertility.
No one ever plans on being infertile. However, 1 in 6 couples in the United States will receive this diagnosis. Although infertility has historically been attributed to women, it is just as common in men. The realization that you are infertile can be emotionally devastating. Supportive relationships from family and friends can turn into stressors. Marriages that are strong and enduring may be taxed to the point of exhaustion as fertility treatments drain financial, physical, and emotional resources. When faced with the stress of infertility, a couple must cope with it the best they can. Studies have consistently found that the most common yet ineffective coping strategy is avoidance. Women avoid emotional pain by escaping reminders of infertility, even staying away from family and close friends. Men avoid discussing the infertility with their partner and others when they realize that they are powerless to solve the problem. Research has found that the way someone copes with infertility has a significant impact on their partner. Men's use of minimization can increase depressive symptoms in their wives, while women's lack of emotional expression can increase a husband's marital distress. The good news is there is hope for couples who cope with infertility, even if they never have a biological child. Results from a 5-year longitudinal study revealed that couples who find new meaning in life because of their infertility reported decreased personal and marital distress. However, this is a difficult process as couples must grieve significant losses by letting go of cherished beliefs, lifelong expectations, and core elements of their identity. Yet studies find that couples who discover new meaning report increased empathy and compassion for the suffering of others. In a very real sense, the couple closes a chapter in their life only to begin another, with an improved capacity to understand the struggles of life that bind us all together.
That was Brennan Peterson of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.